Okay, good evening. We're holding Megillah on Beis Chazor. Almost there. Right, we were yesterday just working through Peshat in this Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Neziros, where the Rambam seems to give a completely different Peshat in why the person, if he's Mekabel Nezir, he makes the declaration, I should say, on Shabbos, that he doesn't become an Ozer on Shabbos, he can drink wine. The reason being, because the Rambam says, not because of any Yohu coming or anything like that, not being able to come, nothing to do with that. He says, rather, it's because we have a sopik, whether Yesh Tuchum in Amal Me'atorah or Ein Tuchum in Amal Me'atorah, right, it's a sopik, so it's a sopik whether any Yohu could come, and therefore it's a sopik in the actual Kabbalah Nazirus, when the Bechlal is Shaykh on Shabbos, such a sopik, the Gabi Nazirus, we say the Kula. We explained, we brought the Ketz Mishnah, we brought the Plesi. Going with the place, you basically said that the Gemara at the end, it did an about turn, went back to the original thing and said, you know what, don't bring an Eliyahu. Rather, you wanted to bring a raya from the fact that you're allowed to have wine on Shabbos. You wanted to bring a raya from that must be Yesh Tuchum in the Malam Yasov, and that's why Eliyahu can't come. No, it's only a sophic, right? We gave it. It's a sophic whether Eliyahu could come. When I say Eliyahu, I mean Moshiach, right? It's a sophic whether Moshiach could come or not. It's a sophic whether Yesh Tuchum in the Malam Yasorah and Tuchum in the Malam Yasorah. Okay, we go to Chumrah. Why is that Nekudah to Chumrah that we spoke about?
I mean, didn't we say that Moshiach is beyond that? I mean, whether...
No, we didn't say that.
He's got to comply with the laws of Tuchum, doesn't
he? Yep. And therefore, since it's a sophic, Kafi the Nezirus, it's a sophic and Nezirus, sophic and Nezirus Lahokel. That was the Chumrah, why I said, Tzibukah Mishav Kedah to Chumrah, the place he wanted to say because of the he explained it based on what he said in the Rabbein Chanana and the Rosh, because the Sofik in Yediyo we go to Chumrah. As I mentioned yesterday, I don't know what that's got to do with the Rambam. The Rambam clearly doesn't go with the Rabbein Chanana, so I don't know what he means by that. Rather, we explained it was all to do with the longness of when you got Sofik, the Rabban and the Kudah, Sofik, the Raisa, the Chumrah, and the Raisa, the Rabban, and all of that, because basically, if not for the fact that Sifukim is Abkele the Chumrah, then if it's a sophic deraisa that with the Rabban and the Chumrah, if not for that, it wouldn't be considered to be any sophic here, and therefore wouldn't say sophic the zero sohaka. Right. The place he goes on and he says a little he'or. And that is, okay, after we've got this thing about Sifukim is Abkele, then suddenly the Gemara says, when is he making this Nazirus? When is he making the declaration? If it's on a weekday, then when it comes to Shabbos, why is he must have wine on Shabbos? And I might ask, it's on Shabbos itself he makes the declaration. So it's Rabbi Nathan, where did that question and answer come from? What's it got to do with, what's the flow in the Gemara? So he wants to say, he's got a cheshbon, he basically wants to say, that up until this point about Tana Sifukei Misapkalei, the Gemara went with, call it the Mahalik of Rashi. Meaning to say that the reason why you can't have wine on a weekday is in case Moshiach comes today. That was the whole thought. So if I was like, I didn't have Shver up to this point, I didn't have Shver, why on Shabbos can't you drink wine? The territory is, because maybe, right, based on this topic, maybe Moshiach came early already. You got to be Choshish, maybe Moshiach has come. That's why, on a normal day, that's why you can't drink wine. So, Thursday you checked up, Moshiach hadn't come. Friday you checked up, Moshiach hadn't come. So, maybe when it comes to Shabbos, the day has to be Choshish, maybe Moshiach's going to come, so you can drink the wine. Up until that point, up is fine. But suddenly now, when the Gemara says, Tipukim is up, Kale, now he says that the Gemara has done, has changed. What it's saying is, the reason why you're allowed to have the wine on Shabbos is, because you've got this topic, whether Yesh Tuchum in Amal HaMe'asorah, Yesh Tuchum in Amal HaMe'asorah, and therefore Sovin Nezirus Lohokel. So he says at that point, the Gemara has now changed from Rashi and gone into the Rabbeinu Tam's mode. Meaning to say, right? Meaning to say that when the person makes the declaration, he's saying, I will be Mekabel Nezirus Bevadoos at the first opportunity that Moshiach could come. Theoretically. And therefore, since there's this Chashash of Achishenu, even without Eliyahu, even without Moshiach ben Yosef, there's always the possibility that he could come.
On Shabbos.
No, not even Shabbos yet, right? We've scrapped all of that, nothing to do with that anymore. And therefore, like we said, It's to do with Achi Shana. We've completely done away with this whole thing about Eliyahu. We've gone completely back to the beginning. We're saying nothing to do with Eliyahu. The reason why on Shabbos, why you can drink the wine, is because Sipukim Sapke, we don't know. Maybe Eliyahu, Moshiach Kuka, maybe not. Yeshuchim and Eintuchim and Amal Mesor, don't know. Sopik in Aziris Lahoka. So now the Gemara says.
You said that a minute ago. You said that.
I know, that was what we. So now the Gemara has done an Abasa.
So what is different between what you're saying now and what you said 2 minutes ago?
No, I'm saying the same as we said 2 minutes ago, but now I'm going on to the next question of the Gemara, so we have to continue from that point.
Confuse me every time you repeat something. Okay.
If I didn't, I think you'd be more confused, but maybe not. Alright, we'll continue on from that. Now, with at that stage, the whole thing we've done away with Eliyahu. Why have we done away with Eliyahu? The whole point is the Achi Shana. Maybe Moshiach could come without Eliyahu. That only works for the Rabbi Natan. That was all brought to the Rabbi Natan. So now we've changed from Rashi to Rabbi Natan. Oy Bazoi, if you're going with the Rabbi Natan, now the Gemara's got Shver, well then why on Shabbos am I allowed to drink wine? According to the Rabbi Natan, on the first day that Moshiach could come, you become a Vadai Nozir. And you start counting from then. Mm-hmm. So that was a Wednesday. You come along on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos, you're in the middle of your Nazir. Why are you allowed to have wine? That's the Gemara's question. Mm-hmm. So that's the Gemara answer. No, we're talking about if you have made the declaration on Shabbos itself. And on Hanami, once you pass that first Shabbos,
then you can't do it.
And you can't do it on subsequent Shabbos. That's basically what Rabbi Nathan Abishit says. Kinsigin Rubiki Beg.
Therefore, he doesn't go with this principle of Sophic Nakula.
No, he does.
Are you saying it's not a Sophic?
It is a Sophic.
So then why is that it a so why can't he, even if he's a Nozer, why can't he drink on, well he's not a Nozer, but why can't he drink on the Shabbos if...
The first Shabbos you can.
No, but even the second.
Because the second, you've already hit Sunday. Sunday is the first day that Moshiach could come.
Then through the week and then you come to the following Shabbos.
He's a Nozer, he's in the middle of his Naziris now.
No, but Moshiach hasn't come.
Doesn't matter. We've gone into Rabbi Natan now. In the Rabbi Natan.
He's actually a Nozir, according to Rabbi Natan.
Correct. That's the difference between Rashi and the Rabbi Natan. According to Rashi, he's saying like you're saying, that every day we have to say, maybe he'll come, maybe he'll come, maybe he'll come. According to the Rabbi Natan, none of that. The first day that he could come, you become a Rabbi Natan. No matter whether he comes or not. Okay. And I want to start. Right? So, says Rabbi the Baal Chochma, it's a beautiful chap of the Tlesi, but he says, but it's more chap from the Rambam that he doesn't hold like the Rabbi Natan. More than one Nakuda is more like that. The Rambam says that, let's say he makes the declaration on Sunday, whatever it is, yeah? He becomes a Nozir L'Olam, forever.
That's Rabbi Natan.
Well, that's not Rabbi Natan.
You just said Rabbein Tam says a
Rambam.
Yes, you said before you mentioned the Rambam. You said Rabbein Tam says that as soon as the Sunday comes along,
he becomes a Nozir.
Yeah, and he's a Nozir for.
I didn't say forever. How long for?
30 days.
30 days. Stam Naziris is 30 days.
Oh, I see.
So why does the Rambam say he becomes a Nozir later? No?
Oh, I see. That's the difference.
Right. The answer is he's not going to Rabbein Tam. It's Rashi.
Right.
And therefore, every single day until Moshiach actually comes, you've got to keep this room of Nozir. Because maybe today's going to be the day. Mm-hmm. And then today passes and you find that Moshiach didn't come. Okay, next day. Can you have wine? No, maybe today's going to be the day. And you spend your whole life going through that process. So essentially, you're a Nozir Laila. Not literally, but you're keeping that off of the Naziris forever. That is one Nakuda. He says another Nakuda is that the Rambam writes.
So you think the day Moshiach comes.
Oh, no, then it will change. But
then it will change.
Yeah.
And then you'll have 30 days.
Correct.
Yeah.
So he says that's number one. Number two, the Rambam writes, if he made the declaration on a weekday, so he's also on Shabbos. Why? Since the Naziris has already been chal on him, lo osi sveigot the Shabbos and afkeale. The Sophic of Shabbos doesn't come and remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? According to the Rabbi Natan, well, what are you saying?
The
Sophic doesn't come and remove it. It's Medina. Once the Naziris is Michal, you're about an older from there onwards. What's it got to do with any Sophic? What's it got to do with the Sophic? Sophic where any Moshiach can come, what's it got to do with it? So, Nocha, Nocha, the Kudu we may well add is the Lashon of the Rambam is also not mashma like he's saying. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, right? What did Rabbi Yehoshua Abi Shah say? His whole thing was built on, because if we're Zeicher, then Achishema, right? Then Eliyahu won't come first. Yeah? But for Etzem, the Pashtus is Eliyahu will come first. But if we are Zeicher and Hashem speeds things up, then Eliyahu won't come first. That's not what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, the Pashtus in the Pesukim is that we won't have Eliyahu at all. Eliyahu won't come at all. Not first, at least. The Pashtus in the Pesukim means that nobody will come along to prepare us. That's it. He says, there are Yesh Min HaChachomim who say it means Eliyahu. That's not what the police are saying. That's Bechal, not what Rabbi Yehoshua and Eilish is saying. So therefore we suggested a slightly different Peshat. That is that the MS, the Rambam learned that Rashi. Right? And the whole vault is, like we said in Rashi, that Moshiach ben David is also possible that he's going to go to the Beis Din HaGadol. Like Eliyahu, like we said in Moshiach ben Yosef. However, there is one Nekudah in which Rashi is Chelek. Right? Or the Rambam is Chelek on Rashi, I should say. And that is, if we made the Cheshbon according to Rashi, that it's possible that a couple of days will go past and you won't know about somebody going to the Beis Din HaGadol. Because Rashi was Mavur. The whole vault is that the reason why on the subsequent Shabbos you can't drink the wine is because it's possible that Moshiach already came on Friday. Why did I know about it? He went to the Beis Din HaGadol. Well, what about Eliyahu? No, he went on Thursday. Where to? Beis Din HaGadol. I still haven't heard about it. So it's possible a couple of days. In that Nekudah, we wanted to say the Rambam is Chelek. And therefore, it's very Geshmak. Originally the Gemara didn't have this Shverkeit about when did he make the Neder. Because, what difference? I don't know. He made it on Sunday. Let's say he made it on Sunday. Mm. So you want to know why, when it comes to Shabbos, I'm allowed to have the wine? The answer is because Moshiach hasn't come. And he's not coming today. How do I know he hasn't come? I'll tell you very simple. He's not coming today. Why? Because it's Shabbos. Then to come today, Yesh Tuchomim, Ein Tuchomim, for one thing I know for sure is Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. Because that's Friday. Eliyahu doesn't come on Friday. Mm-hmm. So he's not coming today. So you may say, but maybe Moshiach came on Friday. Mm-hmm. That's why do I know that? He went to the Beis Din HaGadol. I said, fine, that's possible. But I know that's also didn't happen. Do you know why? Because if Moshiach came on Friday, it means Eliyahu came on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Why didn't I hear about that? You went to the Beis Din HaGadol? Mm-hmm. Well, by now I would have known about it. One day, you could say you don't hear about it. The Rambam holds 2 days you don't hear about it. And therefore I didn't have the shver until now. But now that you've done a complete about turn, and we're saying, no! Tanos Sepukim Misapkalei, the reason why on Shabbos you're allowed to drink the wine is because this whole vault of, I don't know, maybe Yesh Tuchomim, maybe Ein Tuchomim, nothing to the Yo, no one's saying that Yo is going to come first. No, that's not the Pashtus and the Pesukim. On the contrary, that's not the Pashtus and the Pesukim. So why can't you have it? Why are you allowed to have the wine, sorry? Maybe, not because of Adai, maybe Yesh Tuchomim Adai Me'asor, maybe Ein Tuchomim Adai Me'asor, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's a stopping in the zero, stopping in the zero, so you go to Kudah. Mm-hmm. Fine. But then, I've got a problem, which is, so if I made the declaration on Sunday, so fine. Sunday, got to be Choshesh. Maybe Moshiach can come today, fine. Monday, same thing. Friday, same thing. When it comes to Shabbos, however, why am I allowed to have wine? Because he's not coming today. Maybe he came on Friday. So why didn't I hear about him? Because he went to the Beis Din HaGadol. Why are you allowed to have wine?
On Friday.
On Shabbos.
But on Friday also, and even though you hadn't heard.
Correct.
Moshiach actually came on Friday.
Correct. No one said on Friday he's allowed to have wine. He said Friday he's not allowed to have wine. That's alright. But why on Shabbos is he allowed to have wine? Now I've got Shver. Don't tell me, but no, it can't be he came on Friday because Eliyahu came on Thursday. Nothing to do. We've done away with Eliyahu. There's only one player.
Yeah.
And that is Moshiach. He could have come on Friday and you haven't heard about it. It's only one day.
Yeah.
So that's why the Gemara has to say that we're talking about that he made the declaration on Shabbos himself. He made the declaration on Shabbos, that's it, he's not coming today. Could have come yesterday, but that's irrelevant. That's not going to make me into a novel. Then if he comes from this point onwards, then he won't come today. So that's the Mahalich Lefi, that is the Mahalich Lefi, Lefi Rashi, Lefi the Rambam. Now, moving from that into the next Mekuzah.
If you read the Declaration of Shabbos, if you came to stay on the matter, Eliel's not in the picture now, it's just the Mashiach. How do you know he didn't come on Shabbos and Mashiach? You wouldn't have heard about it.
Can't come on Shabbos.
Why? Because it's Sfirah and Saturday? Why couldn't you have come on Shabbos?
But again, it doesn't affect my Nezirus, the book of Mizot for this. So I think Nezirus Lachem.
Okay, so if he does come, oh, I see, yeah, the Neder is such. The Nezirus doesn't come.
Because yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Halacha Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa. If one takes a look at the Siman Tov Dalet, so the Mechaber writes over there, a person who goes Chut Latchum, the Malum Yud Tzfochim, Bab Ten Tzfochim, such as if he jumps on pillars, which are 10 Tzfochim high, they're not 4 Tzfochim wide each one, not 4 by 4, so it's a Sofik in Mish Tchum in the Malum Yud, or not. And therefore, that which is the Rabbanon, you say it's Feiko Lahokim. And the Ramah goes on and he explains, Miu, however, if he was going on a journey, in this way, or by Kfitza Shem, he adds in Kfitza Shem, and he goes outside of Yud Beis Mil, then we'd go to Chumrah, according to the Manda Omar, to Chumin, Yud Beis Mil is Deiraisa. There's the Mishnah Berurah, that from the Mechaber, who writes, Umashi Yehyeh B'Derabonon, that which would be Derabonon, would say Tzveke Lahoka. Is mashma that he's inclined to say that lahalocha, what is on dry land, outside of 12 mil, even above 10, would be a sofik doraisa. Correct?
Above 10?
Yeah.
Why would it be a sofik doraisa?
Because your base mill is doraisa. In other words, basically, in putting it in
sentence, he's
saying that the Rambam goes out, the Mechaber goes out the Rambam, that your base mill, like the Yerushalmi, is doraisa. And the Gaon is noted to say, like the person who say everything's all Rabbanon. Now, the Pashtus, what the Mishnah Berurah means to say is, there's Mashra from the Mechaber that he goes with the Rambam, that your base mitzvah is Deiraisa. And Mimela, since your base mitzvah is Deiraisa, if you've got a Shaila of Tuchum and Amara Me'asoro of your base mitzvah, you'd say Sobe Deiraisa Lechum. However, Yish Rodan Bodah, because we could say that really the Mechaber is undecided on it. Stop Shai, he goes with the Rambam. He doesn't go with the others either. He doesn't know which way to go. And therefore, he's not sure. Do we say your base made a deraisa or not? Well, it's a sopik in a deraisa. And therefore, with Tuchum in Amara Me'asara, which is a sopik in a sopik deraisa, what would you say? Do you have two machmir or makel?
You have two sveikas.
You got two sveikas, right? But I wouldn't call it a sveikas, like I said, because it's not really a double sofik. Because if you say in Tchum Imala Me'asara, there's nothing more to discuss. There isn't anything really to discuss. Well, what's the you won't have a second sofik. What if you say yes, Tchum Imala Me'asara? I mean, whichever way you want to put it.
I love it, huh?
All sveikas are there. If you say
no,
Tchum Imala.
No.
And even if you would say it is.
No. If you think about it.
You usually get down to a quarter with sex fake, I think.
Oh,
right.
Three quarters, a quarter.
In this case?
No. Try it.
Right, so take
it. If you say yes to come in a while now, sorry, now what?
So nobody
can come. On the other hand, it could be, there's 50% come in a while now, sorry, and possibly it isn't.
Again, if
so
I
got
say,
one out two,
again, you don't have the next stage.
What is the next stage? Next stage you should have one out of two.
Because nobody could come.
For example, let's take the case of the guy who's in the ship. Yeah? He's in the ship and he's not sure if he went into shallow waters.
Yes.
So there's a Srek Sveika. Why? Stop it, Yish Tukum in Amala Me'asoro or Ain Tukum in Amala Me'asoro. And even if you want to say Ain Tukum in Amala Me'asoro, then maybe you went within 10.
Right.
That's a Srek Sveika. Okay. Or the other way around. Stop it when I went within 10, in which case there's father, I've got a problem. And even if he said I didn't go within 10, then maybe anyway, Yish Tukum in Amala Me'asoro. That's a Srek Sveika, that's perfect. But over here, there isn't really a second topic. It depends which way you start. If you start with the first one, meaning to say, stop it, it's deraisa or not, fine. So if you say it's deraisa, then zechah has to be machmeh.
Right.
If you say it's derabbanan, then it depends on whether it's really a sopik above 10 or I don't know how you're going to put it. It's not your classic sort of sex speaker.
It's not, you're right, it's two different.
I wouldn't have called that a sex speaker.
It's not either you did or you didn't.
But nonetheless, I agree though, it's still going to come out of the Chumrah. Why? Because if you say Sofik Daraita L'Chumra, right, well, at least there's a possibility. If you were to say Sofik Daraita L'Chumra, if you were to say that is Midaraita, then it means that Yud Beis Mil, you have to treat it as a Itta Daraita, Midaraita. If you see what I mean. Sofik Daraita L'Chumra. Is that Midaraita or is it Midarabama?
Midarabama.
Going to the Rama. Correct, but according to the Chaber, I mean, the might we take on the Rambam's happened, but yeah. I'm saying, I don't know if it's Mukhach in the Mukhach that I have to say that. I'm going to say that you could say
the principle, one way, you can't say there's derisive in the body's laying, it's Sophic, the derisive, the Sophic, and the Terabonon.
No, I'm asking a question. What's when you've got a cloud, the cloud of Sophic, the Rais, the Chumra, is that cloud mid the Rais or is it mid the Rabonon?
It must be Mizrachon.
Must be? It's Machalik Sreshen.
Right. You're asking me, that's trouble.
Okay, good. The Rambam holds like that, the Rashba doesn't. The Rashba, the Ram, there are others who say it's Mizrachon. Mizrachon, so Mizrachon, the Kudah. Now, so I was saying to you that if you were to say, if you were to say that Sofik Daraita L'Chumra is Mid Araita, so forget the Yesh T'Chumra Ma'ala Me'asora for a second, put that to the side. I want you to tell me, Yud Beis Mil, is that Daraita or is it the Rabbah? If you treat it as a Daraita or the Rabbah?
We said Daraita because Mahane Midbar, and then we said no, it's not, it's the Rabbanan because it's a whole Mahloket.
So, Lomel told them that the Machaber has a Sofik. Maybe like the Rambam, maybe like the other Rishonim, I don't know. Some say it's the Raita, some say it's the Chumra. It's the Rabbanan. So it's a Sofik, whether it's the Raita or whether it's the Rabbanan. So in which case, it's a Sofik, the Raita. It could be it's the Raita. It could be it's the Raita in Beis Mil. So the Chumra. And if you say Sofik, the Raita, the Chumra is mid the Raita, then it comes out that the Issa to go outside your Beis Mil becomes an Issa Daraita.
Okay, yeah.
So, Oba when I now have the Shaila of Yish Tukum and Rein Tukum and Amal Amei Asara on your Beis Mil,
okay.
It's a Shaila in a Daraita, it's vice a Shaila in a Daraita, now it's Sofik Daraita L'Chumra.
If you learn that way.
If you learn that way. So, I'm saying you could have learned like that, in which case you don't have to say that the Mechaber is Mustafik which way to go. The emesis that I've seen that Rabbi and others they bring that the Maita, I don't know if everyone agrees with this, but we take on a halacha like the Rama. The Sofik Daraita L'Chumra is only with the Rabbon, not with the Raisa. You'd have to see whether that's Muslim or not.
Let's assume that's the case. So why does that change?
Now, all I'm pointing out is, I'm just pointing out one thing, and that is it poshut that the Mechaber holds your base made as Daraita, like the Rambam holds, or is it he doesn't know? That's all I'm asking. Right? The Rambam itself is clear he has to hold it's Daraita above it. Because he also holds Daraita the Chumra is only Darabon. Fine. Now, we pointed out that the Chasam Seder has a very, very similar sort of idea to this.
One thing, we didn't say that Mahane Yisrael was Daraita always?
That is Yerushalmi.
Ah, okay.
We don't know whether the Bible agrees with that. That's a machlokes
Rishonim. Yeah, because it said Ishla
to come off. Okay.
The whole 12 feet, nobody's allowed to move. That's a pasuk.
Yeah, that's one way, and there's obviously disagree with that. Okay. We said a very similar sort of idea we find in the Chasam Sefer, which the Bi'alocha there is assigned to. And that is, he was asked about going on a train, on a steam train on Shabbos. You're above 10. So he says, well, he calls it a sex state that happened. He says, there's a topic whether Yesh Tukum in the Malam Yasara or not. Right? And even though you may say, even if Ein Tukum in the Malam Yasara, but you're on a train which is 4 to Bokum wide. He says, yeah, but there's still a machlok within that. Whether the fourth falcon has to be a Zodian omelet, something which is fixed. Because the whole point of the fourth falcon is that it's easy to walk on. But if you've got something which is not fixed and it's moving around the whole time, like on a plane with the stops and with all the turbulence and things like that.
It's easy to walk on a train.
Huh?
It's easy to walk on a train, let not be this time.
It's not hard,
but you're not coming from below.
It's not like walking on solid ground.
No, it's depending on the weather. The plane is depending on the weather as well.
Yeah, but you're staying on a train.
It's still not solid ground.
It's not the same as walking on solid ground.
You walk up the steps from above 10 tefachim. It's fairly straightforward. You wouldn't think you're going to different rishos as well. You know, when you walk into a train, it just feels like all part of the same place. Which is the whole Sfara, if I'm not mistaken.
We're talking about a steam train, which had different
characteristics. Yeah, but going into
they may not necessarily have had steps.
I think we had steam trains when we were young. I'm sure you must remember steam trains.
Well,
you do. Dr. Fry, I'm not the only one here.
I remember steam trains with smoke coming out the smokestack, but I don't remember the actual characteristics of the actual train.
But the wheel touching the rail on the ground, so it's like it's a wagon. So wagon going on wheels. So we don't say in wagon you have to.
I don't know if it's because of that. When it's just done, it's more than a wagon. But I would have thought the spore behind it is that. Even with today's one, it's still not the same. It's not the same as if you're standing there, the fact is you do move, you may not be thrown. On Enochami, you're not going to be thrown, but there is a certain.
When you're walking down the aisle,
I do have to sort of stop myself, bumping, falling into something.
You're not being thrown around, turning on the aisle.
The train doesn't move. It's like shim. This one doesn't have any movement. If you get any movement, the train will be flying.
But I thought the swirl was it's just like going up a mountain, but you feel it's the same sort of
rishos. The loshen was nichotash mishos, I think. What was the loshen there with dalet? What did Rashi say? Vein rocha dalet delu nichotash mishos. And that's why we don't say it's not to do with the area. It's not 16 square that we're looking for. It's got to be 4x4. If you've got something which is 8x2, that's no good. Because the 2 is not considered something which is easily to the person feel secure walking on. The Baita says the Chasam Sefer, it's a machloikis. It's a machloikis between the Re'eim and somebody else, the Re'eim and the Ravon. Right? The Ravon goes to Chumrah on it, the Re'eim goes to Lekudah, it's probably Mogen Avraham. So, you've got a topic here, whether there is to come in the Ma'ana Me'al Sorov or not. Right? Whichever way you look at it, could be Yesh to come in the Ma'ana Me'al Sorov, full stop. And even if you say, there's still a to Yesh to come in the Ma'ana Me'al Sorov here because you've got something for wide, which may or may not be relevant. Right? So you've got a sophic whether Yesh Tchumen Rein Tchumen Amal Amal Sora. Now he says, now you've got another sophic, which is whether Yud Beis Min is their ice or not. He says, therefore, that's considered sex faith of a Chumra. As I said, I personally wouldn't necessarily call that a sex faith of, but you got an idea there. Fine. Oh, actually, I've got a note here. The Chidor. I've seen otherwise. The Chidor apparently writes the Masik Bracha that we take on the Halacha that Sofik Deraisa the Chumra Midaraisa. I've seen others who say no, we don't take on the Rambam. Okay, so on the Yael Zanin. Fine. The Bi'a Halacha, by the way, just not a Bi'a Halacha worth mentioning, is he says, once you've got another Tzav Heter, then you can be Mekel. Meaning to say, this whole shite about Yesh Tchumen Amal Amal Asor with Yud Beis Mil, you've got to be Machmer, that's only for you yourself. But your belongings, those you can be Mekel on. Because there is a Manda Omar that says, even if you say Yud Beis Mil Deraisa, nothing to do with the Malo or the Masor, Yud Beis Mil Deraisa, there's a Tzav to say that only applies to you, not your belongings. The whole vort of your belongings being shaykh to Yisrael could be that whole thing bechlal, even when Yerushalmi is only with the Rabbanon. So he says, there, with that extra sophic, Yisrael can be made to the Ma'al Me'al Sorah. Because
could be in Tchumen HaMala Me'atzorot Bechlal. Right? That's one thing. You then got another topic about whether I've got to be machmer on your base mill, because maybe your base mill is deraisa, maybe not. And even if you want to say your base mill is deraisa, it's hard to be machmer, but I'm not to my myself, I'm to my chafotzin. And some say, your chafotzin or zechad rabbonim. So, because the more stakes we can add on, he wants to be, he says you can be making on that. Right? That's the shit of the Maharal Bach. He says that it doesn't apply to chafotzin, the deraisa. Not like the Ramban and the Maharal Shaka. Okay.
This Maharal Bach we talked about before.
No, different. Yeah, same person, but not.
Same person.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, one from Shulai, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Now, the Muhammad then goes on and he says, the Hoyel, and since when it comes to seas and rivers, there is no Issa Deraisa Tchumen, no matter how far you go. Why not? Because they're not Tchumen Ledigri Midbar, because it's not Tchumen to the Golem. So therefore, somebody who's coming on Shabbos, on a ship, and he comes into the port, if Mishenich Masa Shabbos, if from when Shabbos came in, until he reaches the port, he was always above 10, yeah? Then, no problem. He can come off the ship, and he can go 2,000 Amos, from the point where Paul Gabo the Matamiyasa, when he hits within 10 Tepoch. It's Mashma, simple reading of the Mechabez Mashma. Even though the ship was still moving, once you hit very shallow waters, you start measuring your 2,000 hours. So this is the Alocha, I don't understand. Holds what? Your 2,000 hours only start when you've been Kona Shavisa. Call them when you've been above 10, you had no Mokum Shavisa, because you're going to Kula. You can't be Kona Shavisa until you are stationed, as is Mavor from the Rashba later on.
Yeah, but the ship is moving, so how can you Kona Shavisa?
The Ramban later on what?
How can you Kona Shavisa if the ship is continuing moving on the river? That's the question.
So he says that he's got the Ramban, he's got the Rashba. He says, but maybe the Mechaber hold, and all, everyone else who doesn't seem to be bothered by this, they hold that you are considered to be stationary when you're sitting on the ship, even though the ship is moving, because this is part of the Gemara Bob Mitzio, that we view it that you are moving, the water is moving, and the ship is stationary. Now, he leaves it off, sorry, Chiyan Amai, so what to say there? He doesn't know what to do.
Now, who's stationary? The ship or the
ship? The ship. You're stationary on the ship, and the ship is stationary on the water. I'm interested you to actually stationary on the ship.
Well, it can't be stationary.
So, I think you can be stationary. You can be stationary on the ship. That isn't enough. If you're travelling on a wagon as well, if you're travelling on an animal, we wouldn't say that. I know, I'm coming to that.
So it's not you can just repeat.
So what's the point of making?
Who is stationary and who is moving? What's moving?
The ship is stationary and the water is moving.
The water doesn't move.
And the passenger.
Water does move.
What about the passenger?
Not necessarily
floating on the water, but it doesn't. The water is moving.
Okay,
the ship doesn't move.
So the passenger is stationary.
If you sit in a ship in the middle of the ocean, you'll get nowhere if you don't row, or you don't have an engine to move the boat. You'll get nowhere. You'll sit there for the rest of your life.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Wind, okay, you're saying the wind comes on the road.
But even the wind, that's not enough. I'm coming to it.
The story was in Egypt, when the queen and the king went over, and she said, if you bend the drink, you are haram. So the water is moving, the ship is standing.
So let's see. The problem is that this, right? If you look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia there, there's another case there, and that makes full sense. It's about if you give a get, by the way, right? So you give a get, and what do you put it into? You put it into the woman's got her bring into her hand. She's walking, and she's got that in her handbag, and you put it into the handbag. Right? That's it, right? So the handbag is tucked, strapped on, it's not moving, it's not going up there, right? It's strapped on. So over there, that makes sense. You can hear such as far as the Gemara says, Kolasar Meinach Naichod, the handbag is stationary,
The E, the commissar, she's moving underneath it. In other words, the woman who's moving, and it's the handbag is stationary, it's being moved by the woman, and therefore that can be a chotzer, which can be kohenfer. It's not a chotzer, it's not a moving chotzer. That I can understand, I think Mr. Israel would agree with that, yeah? That you can say that the handbag is stationary and she's just moving. That makes sense. The problem is, when it comes to a ship, however, the Matthias, it doesn't make any sense. Even though I wouldn't say that it's not true that you'll get nowhere, the water definitely does move, especially in the ocean. And if you've got a sail there, the wind, I shouldn't have said that, because the wind may even move the water, but there's no question about it, it is moving the ship as well. And there's a very simple proof to that, and that is, what's the proof? Because when you're sitting on the boat and there's something else next to you, you're not necessarily moving together in line with one another. You'll suddenly find yourself moving ahead of that obstacle. That obstacle may move ahead of you. You're sitting on the same wave, you're same bit of water, right? Culture came today when, like he says, you've got motors and things like that. The water is moving that direction, you're moving that direction. You can't possibly say that it's the water that's moving me.
You're pushing the water, you're connecting and pushing the water, that's what pushed the boat.
The problem is, just the Metzias doesn't seem to work with that. You can show it. It's very difficult, very simple to see. Right? The Gemara says, if you've got a fish in the water, if it's swimming upstream,
it's alive.
It's alive. But if it's going downstream, you've got no right whether it's alive or not. You don't know, it's just being taken by the current. Right? There's ways to see whether it's just the water that's carrying you or not. So, the Tzitz Eliezer, he brings a chedek al simchat father. He says, yeah, he found this svara. It's actually the Mordechai in the first parak of Eirin. He also writes this svara. Yeah. Daniel Dati, there's no right for the Mordechai to what we're talking about. Why? Because what is he talking about over there? He's talking about the inyan of Shvi Sas Kedim. Right? Yeah, a shayla of Shvi Sas Kedim. Your kedim can't do malach on Shabbos. You're not doing anything, it's your kedim. Well, it doesn't apply to halacha, it doesn't apply that much, but so he says like this. I'll read to you, he says, Umiyu, however, but Yerushalmi Mefarish, Tamacher. Yerushalmi gives another reason why, Ein Roch Menagav Beim, why you can't ride on an animal on Shabbos. Mishum Shu Mitzubal Shavisat Bemtuk, you are commanded, make sure animal rests. Commotion, Amalek, it says, Amanya Nuach Shorcho, in order that your Shor will rest. Me high time on Nami, for the same reason, lo yitochin reirich bekorin, you shouldn't be allowed to go on a wagon on Shabbos. The kevon shesochro, because even though it's not your wagon, but you hired it, you paid money for it. So once you hired it, konyo, you've been coined it, kamosha efshar besoif. It's sugar, I think. Not sure what that means. I don't know if I've copied something down wrong here, but. He says, "V'le domi l'spina muskeres the Yisrael kula okets also." It's not similar to a ship, which is hired, rented by Yisrael, the whole thing or part of it. To show you the kind of better Shabbos, there you're allowed to get onto on Erev Shabbos. Today, the Shabbos is not on Shabbos. Aba gav dominon, even though we say in Shabbos, "V'chol asher amati alechem tishomeru l'rabbi shvi sas kedem," your kedem can't do melacha either. Wholesome over there, sefina minach naicho, the sefina is at rest. Umay or Mamtulan is just the water which is making it move. But when it comes to the wagon, he goes on to say, that is being taken by the animal, and you are Mitzvah B'Shvi'is also, and you've paid money to use the animal, and therefore, he says that case is also. So, Omar Zoi, 100%, when you're talking about the Inyan of Shvi'is Kalim, then I can understand, you can say that. You can say the ship's not doing anything. It's just simply sitting on the water, the water's moving, yeah, maybe some wind's blowing it, but it's not actively doing anything. It's completely and utterly passive. No, I can hear that. Yeah? Whether it's actually the wind which is pushing it, or it's being moved by the flow of the water, it doesn't really make a difference. There is mitzidol, there is shvisot mimelocha. Right? Not necessarily on our ship today, though. Right, that would be very different. Our ships today are definitely doing well enough, but they've got
it's things
engine,
work.
It's
about engines.
It's
on a ship without engines.
Correct.
They're not doing it.
Correct. Right. Correct. So, and By the same token, therefore, you can also understand a bit of what's going on in the Gemara involved in Mitzvah, therefore. That also there talking about this Chotam Aleches, right? Chotam Aleches. So I can hear also say something. Maybe you'll say it's not considered to be Chotam Aleches because the Chotzer, the ship, Mitzvah, is not doing anything. It is being moved by the water, by wind. That's not necessarily a Chisorin and Chotam Aleches. Chotam Aleches is like where we're talking about Chotam Aleches if you're Eved. So the man on Eved is Kachatir, yeah, that your Eved is like your Chotzer. So since the Eved can move around, you can't, your Eved can't be kind of Bini Chotzer. Yeah? So I'm putting it into your hands. Right, that I can understand, the ship is different. When it comes to the Ifs of Tuchumim, I want to know, am I Kone Shvisa? How can I be Kone Shvisa when I'm moving? I don't care whether it's, whether you want to say it's a passive movement or it's not a passive movement. The ship is not stationary. The ship is not stationary. And we didn't say because he is stationary on the ship. We didn't say that. We said the ship is stationary. The ship is not stationary.
So he said the ship is not doing a melacha in the other case.
Oh, that's doing a melacha. You can say al shavisa, kill him. It's not doing anything.
Yeah. It's not stationary. I understand. Yes.
So I wanted to say a couple of possibilities. One possibility was, I don't know if you're going to like this one, but is using Einstein's theory of relativity, right? And that is, I'm sure you know the thing, right? If you're sitting, classic ones, you're sitting on a train. And you're sitting there, you've stopped, right? And there's a train next to you. Yes, you can see somebody. You can see somebody on the train next to you, and you're watching. And all of a sudden, the person moves, right? Hold on, does his train move or am I moving? Is he going that direction or am I going that? Or maybe both. You can't tell because both objects could be moving. The only way to tell is you've got to find something which is definitely fixed, and then relative to that thing, we can see who's moving. Right? That's called theory of relativity. When you've got two objects which can move, one relative to the other, you can't always tell which one's moving. The absolute movement can only be defined when it's an object which can move relative to something which is fixed. Then it's absolute. When you've got two objects which can move, it's not absolute. And therefore, maybe, it's a massive chiddush this, I don't even know, I can't say it definitely doesn't make sense, but is when you're comparing, when you're looking at a ship just relative to water, I know you can look at the seabed, though you can't always see the seabeds, right? The water moves, the ship could move. Therefore, even though I can prove by throwing something into the water, watching all the things moving, but we're looking just the water and the ship, you can't say that is absolute, get it the right way around, absolute talicho. Absolute talicho has to be on dry land. On dry land, the ground is stationary. Then I know I'm moving. Okay? I'll give a better shot, I think, tomorrow if I've run out of time. Try and give a better shot tomorrow. Maybe able to wrap it up tomorrow and make that the last video.
You could get your bitumen on the computer easily.